Pragaru launches D-Trans documentary to explain the terrible cost of the transgender movement. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 2, 2023. Pragaru is launching a documentary today titled D-Trans, The Dangers of Gender-Affirming Care. The documentary exposes the terrible truth inside medical facilities around the country, with one former transgender person explaining, "The ideology that has become dominant at these clinics is that trans kids know who they are, and therefore, to question them is completely taboo." The film features young Americans who were manipulated by the transgender movement and pushed by medical professionals to take hormones and undergo surgery, Pragaru said in a statement. Now, they are finding the courage to detransition and warn others about their experience. Watch the trailer below. The organization announced that it will spread the message of D-Trans via timeline takeover on X/Twitter, where Pragaru is spending $1 million as a part of a larger marketing campaign to promote its documentary. Pragaru said it is committed to exposing millions to the truth about the effects of transgender ideology on vulnerable and impressionable children, which is why it has chosen to make D-Trans the subject of one of its largest ad campaigns yet. One reason that D-Trans is particularly important is that the documentary allows people who have detransitioned, reverting to living life based on their biological gender, to tell their story free of the stigma and censorship that typically is enforced by social media companies and the corporate media, who are fully engaged with the transgender movement. Their stories frequently begin with interaction with transgender culture online. One woman who was formerly transgender explains in the trailer, "I wanted to alleviate my pain. I also didn't want to be who I was. I always felt like there was just something wrong with me, and I was trying to figure it out. And I used the internet to help me do that." She continues, "The people who are consuming this are children, 13, 14, 15 years old. And it's so easy for them to literally be groomed. The next step is for children who have begun to be seduced by trans culture to enter the medical establishment seemingly eager to alter their bodies in permanent ways." Another interview subject explains, "When trans-identified kids are referred to specialized gender clinics, they're often told that they're going to get comprehensive, multidisciplinary mental health assessments. We know that that's not true. The ideology that has become dominant at these clinics is that trans kids know who they are. And therefore, to question them is completely taboo. Once an allegedly transgender person has received treatment, the medical establishment isn't interested in helping them detransition." Another interviewee explains, "Nobody would help me, because they had more concerns of me reversing everything." Pragaru said it chose X/Twitter to launch its $1 million campaign, because it is one of the least censored social media platforms, adding that detransitioners have been able to share their stories after Elon Musk purchased the platform and removed restrictions that were put in place by previous leadership. "There's no telling how many kids could have been saved if Twitter and other social media platforms had not blocked these stories over the last few years," Pragaru CEO Marissa Streit said. "We hope to inform young Americans of the dangers of gender-affirming care through this eye-opening documentary and the testimonials of those who truly regret it." Meanwhile, Google's YouTube platform rejected Pragaru's takeover ad placement almost immediately upon submission, the organization said. Several film festivals have also rejected the short documentary. While it did not come as a big surprise that the Silicon Valley Queer Film Festival rejected consideration of our documentary, "we're optimistic that others will consider the significance of our important documentary," explained Craig Strazzeri, the organization's chief marketing officer. D-Trans, The Dangers of Gender-Affirming Care is available today on Pragaru's website and social media accounts. The documentary is also available exclusively on the free Pragaru mobile app, as well as on the free Pragaru Smart TV streaming app, which can be found on Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.